This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Laura, and my husband and I love y'all's podcast, and we just are so into it. We listen to it on drive, you know, here at home. Just completely love it. We're definitely digging it. So I'm from South Texas, and I'm going to try to keep this a little short, you know, and sweet. I go on and on like I can. I'm a little nervous. All right, so I'm definitely sensitive and have extra abilities. Definitely a paranormal magnet, and I have a lot of stories. I'm going to tell you one that happened in a house that my parents were renting a few years back. So I was living in California at the time, and I decided to move back home for a while, and I stayed with my parents. Either way, a little nervous. So I moved back, and the house that they were renting was just so weird. It just felt off. Sometimes it would just feel really heavy and just very uncomfortable. And before I even moved back, my mother would tell me some stories that she was experiencing in that house. She would say that, you know, things would be moved, and when she would be alone, she would hear a noise in the other room, you know, but she would just try to ignore it. Either way, so I moved, and I immediately just knew there was something up with that house. So first thing that happened to me, I was in the shower, and I was alone, and I definitely felt that something was in the shower with me, like in the bathroom. And I would just, you know, I knew nobody was home. I knew nobody was going to be in the bathroom with me, but I continued to, you know, peek my head out the shower curtain, you know, and just check it out, but there's nobody there. And so there was that. What really got me was this thing would like to mimic my mother's voice. And what got me the most to this day when I think about it, it just shakes me to my core, is when I heard it call my name in my own voice. And I can just even hear it right now in my head. It's just, it's just so creepy. So when this happened, I got in late from hanging out with friends. I just decided to just pass out in the living room. Everybody was asleep. I'm laying down. My dog comes up on the sofa with me, and he starts growling down the hallway. And my dog doesn't growl. He's very sweet. I mean, he's kind of a jerk, but he's sweet. So either way, he starts growling. I'm just kind of like, shh. And he starts growling louder. So then I sit up and I'm looking down the hallway, because I have a feeling just down the hallway. And being sensitive, I didn't want to open myself up, you know, in my parents' house, because then I just knew I would be completely uncomfortable and I had to live there for a little while until I moved out. So either way, so I'm looking down the hallway and I see nothing. I'm just listening. My heart started to just pump like crazy. My dog is getting antsy and still growling. So, you know, I just got him, laid back down, just covered myself up, and was just kind of trying to ignore the feeling and pass out. You know, a few minutes passed, and then I started hearing, you know, I'm like, what is that noise? Everybody's asleep. So I, you know, peek over from the sofa, and I can see down the hallway. There's nothing there. I know everybody's asleep. I'm getting that really heavy feeling again that I was going to be attacked by something. So I was starting to get really scared, you know, but I just kind of try to keep my shit together. So then I'm just listening. And that's when I heard my voice, you know, saying, Laura, Laura. And I thought it was my mom. So I kind of just peeked over again. And I can see, you know, that there was no lights on. All the doors are closed, so everybody was asleep. And that's when I was just like, okay. And I remember I just stood up and said, like, shut up. Leave me alone. And I didn't hear anything the rest of the night. And I told my parents what happened. the next day, my mom was like, I'm telling you, stuff happens in this house and we don't know why, but we just choose to ignore it. So there's that. And there was a time where my sister and I both heard my mom's voice, you know, calling for her. And the way we heard it was in a tone that my mom, you know, usually would use, you know, to call my sister. It was kind of like, Christy, Christy, that's my sister's name. I know it sounds funny, but so about that, I'm in the dining room. My sister's in the living room, and I remember she was just so frustrated. All she wanted to do was just sit down and just stuff her face with ice cream. And I'm just kind of laughing at her, you know, because she just gets frustrated easily, either way. So then I'm on a laptop, minding my own business, and then that's when we both heard it, my mom's voice calling out for my sister. So my sister, you know, she's the nice one, and she's like, okay, I'm coming. And I'm just kind of like, that's why I have selective hearing, kind of choose to ignore her. You know, yeah, I'm kind of a jerk daughter either way. All right, so then my sister goes, you know, to my parents' room, and I couldn't just hear them faintly talking. Then my sister, you know, yells for me, and she's like, Laura, come over here. So I go over there, and then she's like, did you not hear, you know, mom call my name? And I'm like, yeah, I heard you. My parents both looked at each other. And they looked at us, and my mom was like, I'm telling you, we hear stuff in the house. It's really freaky. You know, that we just, my sister and I just looked at each other, and we got chills, and we're like, okay, you know, all right, well, we'll go back to our business. My sister and I were just creeped out the rest of the night. A lot of stuff would happen in that house. Just mainly what it was this thing like to move doorknobs, especially if you were in the bedroom. That happened to my brother a lot, to the point where my brother actually came to sleep with me because he was uncomfortable in his room. He was saying that he would hear a knock and that his doorknob would jiggle. So he would open the door and there's nobody there. That happened. There would be times where I will be taking a nap, and then suddenly I would hear this loud voice just yell, wake up, so loud. And I will wake up, and I'm here thinking, did I just hear that? Was I dreaming? Because that sounded like it was just in my face. And my sister was experiencing the same thing. She would have weird dreams, you know, every other night of seeing a shadow figure in the house. There was times that we would see shadows, you know, out of the corner of our eyes. That house was just crazy. And like I said, being sensitive, I didn't want to completely open myself up and know exactly what was there, because then I just would have to live with it until I moved out. And, you know, so I just kind of, you know, try to just hold myself together until I left. So then there's that. And man, I just dreaded that house. Like, I would go out with friends and I would just be thinking, okay, if I leave, you know, at this time, I'll get home. My dad will surely be awake, and I can at least have him awake in the house and just be like, you know, okay, good night, Dad, and go to sleep. You know, but then, you know, so now it's like last call, and I'm like, damn it, I have to get home, and it's late. And I would just pull up the driveway, and I would just look at the house like, I do not want to go in there, just dreading walking in. Every time I went to the front door to unlock it, it just felt like something would just rush up on me, you know, just so aggressive. And it happened almost every night that I would come in late. So that's why I just hated, you know, going out and coming in late, but I just continued on either way. So all that happened in that house, there's definitely a lot more that happened in the house. Like, I could just go on and on talking about it. But that's my story that happened in a house that my parents were renting out in South Texas. After I left, they moved out shortly after. And for that reason, because my mom just couldn't stand what was happening. And she said it actually got worse when I left. She was saying that they would hear a whole lot more voices. You know, things would definitely be moved, and she can tell. Like, she would leave, you know, like a dish out somewhere, and then it will be moved to a completely different counter when she knew she left it, you know, like by the microwave or whatnot. you know, my sister, like, again, you know, she would just continue to have weird dreams and see these shadows, and it's just a crazy, crazy house. And either way, before I go on and on, that's one of my stories. I definitely have a lot more. And when I moved out of my parents' house, I actually ended up going to Japan. And what was supposed to be just a few months has ended up being an almost a 2-year thing in Japan. And definitely some things happened when I was there. And I will never forget that. I will definitely call back another time and tell you that. So, yeah, that's my story. And thanks for listening. And thank you guys for the podcast. Like I said, my husband and I really love it. And just wanted to know what, I want to know what you think, you know, about shadow figures. I know there's not a lot of, you know, info out there on shadow figures. And, you know, they're just sketchy. But I really don't like them. I pick up a lot on them, and they just, honestly, they just scare the shit out of me.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.